Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy,
C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition to rappers are coming up, get up with all. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com for all of your needs. Production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Study your content and you did it. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We're
talking
about what we brought up is we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, crazy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off.
This is Blase Blase holding it down with Sinister Sounds and Murder Dog Music, boy. East New York, Brooklyn, when the East is in the house.
Hey, yo, check it out. It's your boy DJ PF cutting it right now. You're checking out Sinister Sounds and Murder Dog Music. You heard once again, Sinister Sounds and Murder Dog Music.
It's PF cutting.
Yo, mic check, 1-2.
Mic check, 1-2. How are you? It's a Sinister from Murder Dog Magazine.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yes, sir. Tell us about you grew up in Brooklyn and when the sun will rise in the east. In fact, yes. the east side, our side. And tell us about how you grew up there and the pride of Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Brooklyn, East New York since a child. Mm-hmm. It's a very rough area, mm-hmm. very tough neighborhood. Especially in the early 90s, it was really bad over there. Yeah. But, you know, I was born there, so I was used to it. A lot of blacks, a lot of Latinos. And, yeah, we all came from there. Blase, Master Killer, Afu Ra, J-Ru the Damager, Little Dap. A lot of fucking people came. A lot of rappers came from over there. Stetsasonic.
Jay-Z? Yeah.
No, Jay-Z did not come. Jay-Z no. came from Marcy. Different area, you know? But yeah, that's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the difference with Brooklyn and the rest of New York, it's the Brooklyn pride, and you have different slang. It's like another world in New York.
Right, yeah. Brooklyn is like a whole different, it's a whole separate world. It's a whole different vibe. You know, a lot of people say hip-hop started in the Bronx. I believe hip-hop started in Brooklyn, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But that's debatable to a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn, we have our own slang, our own type of thing. Like, shit is really grimy, hardcore hip-hop, a lot of reggae, mm-hmm. you know. It's real, real, real culture-orientated.
Mm. When it came to the bridge wars, which camp you were? You were more for Keres or more for the Jews? Or more for MC Shan or Black Poet?
Shit, when I was growing up?
No, which was your feelings? Who win?
Oh, who won that? Keres.
Okay.
KRS, yeah. As a kid, when those records was out, I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But I was starting to DJ early, mm-hmm. 17. And, you know, KRS was a big influence on me. Mm-hmm. Public Enemy was a big influence.
Eric,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Eric B and Rakim, all that shit.
Diddy Kane.
Yeah, of mm-hmm. course, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes. tell us about your first single, Denver.
Right.
And you take the song of there was the Madra, the sample,
right.
The Sunrise in the East. Tell us about this track and the effects they do in New York.
In
the world also.
Yeah, well, you know, Danger was created. Actually, Danger, the hit record, was actually a remix of the original Danger that we did in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
We did a song called Danger. I also made that beat. Didn't like the beat, so I went back in the studio and changed the beat,
mm-hmm.
and it became a hit. Yeah, I used J. Rue's When the East Is in the House line, because, you know, J. Rue was also a very close friend of mine for many years, mm-hmm. since we was kids, like 12, 11. We've always been friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a big thing for J. Rue to have a big record. He was a good friend of ours. So I was like, let me use J. Rue's When the East Is in the House. Let me use Q-Tip, Oh My God,
mm-hmm.
and Oh Dirty Bastard, Danger. And that made the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And also it was the Gwen McCrae sample. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we spend a lot of money on samples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the album, blah, 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 right. 96. One song is different from the rest. It's Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Yes.
I think it's a very good track for the production,
mm-hmm. indeed,
and crazy production, and also about the, it was a story.
Yeah.
Tell us about the story.
And it was a true story.
Yeah.
A story that, growing up, me and Blase had many encounters with police. There was always a good police and always the bad police, and, mm-hmm. you know, the story is a lot similar to our lives. We went through a lot of things that happened in that song we went through in real life. So,
like,
yeah.
Like in the Colors movie. You
yeah.
A good cop, bad cop.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs as well.
Mm. You got also Maya Cop and mm-hmm. other songs. And Georgia Park 2 with Smooth the Hustler.
Right.
Trigger the Gambler, famous sponsor. Once Upon in America.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this track, Danger Part 2.
Yeah, Danger Part 2, man. At the time, the label wanted a remix, so we said, you know what, let's do a Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Smooth the Hustler was hot. Trigger the Gambler was hot. DV the Alias Christ was hot at the time. And, you know, we hit it off. And we brought them in the studio, and they did verses. I changed the beat a little bit, made it a little more hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was dope, man. I love that record, Danger Part 2. Shout out to Smooth the Hustler, my man Trigger the Gambler, and DV Alias Christ.
Yeah, Red MCs.
Yes.
For sure. Also, after you get Pain I Feel in 96, tell about this track.
Pain I Feel, man. Yo, it was, you know,
it was more against the industry.
It was against the industry, against these whack rappers.
Mm.
At that time, there was a lot of whack rappers, and, you know, it was a song that needed to be on the album, you know what I'm saying? The label at the time didn't want us to make that the second single. They wanted another song. It wasn't Good Cop, Bad Cop. They wanted another song as a second single.
Mm.
We was like, no, it's going to be Pain I Feel. And yeah, it was a beautiful song. I love that song, Pain I Feel. With that, use the large professor scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the pain I feel with the madism. Cause all these weak rappers steady making hits. Fuck that.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a hot shit, man.
Yeah, in fact, you had an album ready with a label, and in fact, you didn't release it because to the industry, because he would change your sound, and you wouldn't.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
We signed for three albums.
As a takeover your name, you know, Blazy, you can use because of this label.
Oh no, we can use the name.
The name
in the music is ours.
Yeah, but the name is the property of the label?
The name is the property of me and Blase.
Okay.
You know, the label says it's not, but they have to sue us, man.
Mm.
Straight up, that's our shit. We own our masters. We own the name. We own the name Blase. We own the name PF Cutting Out Loud. That's our shit. So yeah, so the story went, you know, we had problems with the label. We had two albums ready.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen. So we put separate songs out. We put some on Game Records. We put some on Fat Beats. And we still have some songs that we're going to put out on the Blah Blah 2 album.
Mm-hmm.
With, from the 90s, with new music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And J. Rue is my good friend.
Yes, sir. He's here.
My mother used to work for his father.
I ain't telling that. Son.
What's up, J. Rue?
But son, when my mother was like, when she had me, we was kids. She probably like 25. His dad had an Italian restaurant, Leo's, and my mom used to work in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me hamsters when I was like,
I'm not going to tell nobody that. If you want to say it, it's my
you know hamsters. You know these rats with no tails?
Yeah.
His father didn't want him to have it because his mother didn't like him. And he said, he's not bringing these in the restaurant, so they gave them to me.
Okay.
Yes, I knew PS since I was like 5 or 6 years old.
We're friends. Then he is.
I know.
Isn't it crazy to be friends as kids and then to grow up and to do this hip hop shit. To me, that's incredible to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also Master Killa of the Wu-Tang live on the same block as Blase. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's also a difference with when you have this hip hop music in New York. A lot of people know you, or they are on the same block, or all over. And when you go overseas, when you go in Europe, you get a real response, because a lot of Europe fans don't see you every day, or every day on New York, or you know. So it was different response between the hip hop scene for the USA and the hip hop scene in Europe. Can you say about this, the difference? A lot of Americans say hip hop lives in Europe, Germany, in France, because they keep alive the real hip hop.
Right. I mean, I felt like that for many years. I felt hip hop in the States was dying, but hip hop in Europe and really overseas was big. Now, I think it's a little even, because a lot of people in Europe like the new hip hop. They like that trap shit.
Just remember rap, all that.
Yeah, they like that shit. I mean, and me, I'm a DJ too, so when I play clubs in the States, bar lounges, I have to play that for young people to like it. You understand?
But yeah, I understand.
It is what it is, man.
It's a problem nowadays. It's I think the old school generation have to, each house have their own identity, own song, own culture. You go in Houston, you go in DC, you go in on the Bay Area. Everybody, Memphis, all Seattle, all have our own sound. Now it's like clones. It's like all everybody sounds the same.
Everybody sounds like Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta. That trap comes from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to sound like that shit.
Man.
But it is what it is, man. I still make good hip hop, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
One time, DJ Paul of 3-6 said a lot of people now copy what they do back in the day 20 years ago, and they prefer when the New York style has their own style, when the West Coast has their own style, and now everybody copy the down south music, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think about that also?
Yeah. I mean, it's whack. It's, you said it yourself. The music used to represent the identity of where you live, and now everybody's a clone. Everybody wants to sound like Atlanta. You know. It is what it is.
Tell us about the Federal Reserve Notes in 99.
Yeah, Federal Reserve Notes was a part of the new album we were supposed to put out with Mercury.
Okay.
So we separated all these songs.
Mm-hmm.
We sold some songs to Game Records. We sold some songs to Fat Beats. And we spread the music out. That's what we did.
And now you work on a own album for Blase Blase.
Right now,
future album or solo,
right,
maybe production, all that.
Right now we have me and Blase has a solo project. It's called Blase Martel. Where it's produced by many producers, but I mixed and engineered the whole album. Then we have Blah Blah 2, which is I did all the music, Blase, and then I have an album with OC.
Oh yeah,
it's banging. 9 PF Cutting tracks with OC.
Yeah, what's part two?
Yeah, it's coming out soon. Yeah,
yeah. Also, you're working with Sean Price, with Peace. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Sean Price. You know, Sean Price was my best friend, man. I miss him so much. It was a pleasure working with that man since 2001. I was his tour DJ, his producer, his friend, and you know, hip hop really misses him. You know what I'm saying? A lot of whack niggas out there, and yeah, you know, but it's life. You have to go on. You know what I'm saying? If not, you know, shit'll be fucked up. You know?
We lost a lot of good rappers, like Big L, Ola, you know? So now it's like that. You work also for East New York Radio?
Yeah, I
see from some of your shows.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh man, thank you, brother.
Yeah.
East New York Radio, that's my hip hop show.
Yeah, I know.
It's all new hip hop with vintage 90s sound.
Mixed it,
You know what I'm saying? It comes on every Thursday on Ustream 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 2 to 4 in the morning in Europe. The next day is also on YouTube. You can watch it, and you can listen to it on YouTube and on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Okay. I love my show.
Yes, sir. You're right. If you have three rappers' favorite.
My three favorite rappers? Shit. Since we're here, Sean Price, Blase, J. Rudy Damager, man. Mm-hmm. Straight up.
And three producers.
Three producers that I like. That's a hard one. I like, you know who I like a lot right now? I like Beat Butcher. Mm-hmm. Beat Butcher's a dope producer. I like my friend DJ Skiz. And who else do I like? Me.
Yeah, right. Good response. As an East Coast producer, what do you think about the old Southern sound? I think about Mike Dean, producer, or John Biddle. I don't know if you know him. If it's for Rap a Lot sound, it's Gambo Funk. What do you think about the taste of blues rap?
I never heard of that.
No, you don't know?
No, what is that?
Mike Dean is a producer, and he worked for every Scarface albums.
Oh, Scarface.
Yeah, Scarface. Ghetto Boys, all that.
Shit.
John Biddle.
Oh, know? Okay. I love
Brad Jordan.
I love
and
Ojo. Oh yeah, I love Scarface's production. I love all that sound. That sound is banging, man. So who made that music, you said?
She said Mike Dean, and Ojo.
Shit, that's
dope. And Brad Jordan himself, Scarface, DJ Asken.
Yeah.
In fact, back in the days.
Right. That shit is dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay, and have your last message to say to the young generation who's starting to hip hop?
To the young generation, please don't just listen to what's out right now. Mm-hmm. Go back, listen to where hip hop started, how it progressed, and how we got to where we are right now. Then you could understand a little more of what hip hop is really about. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop goes through phases. It changes a lot. But also always remember, dope hip hop will always be dope hip hop. Mm-hmm. If it's whack, it's whack. So you can hear it. You can tell.
You can fit it.
Yeah.
Real talk. Real talk.
Good?
I've got it.
Thank you, sir. Oh,
my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh, my God.
When the East is in the house.
Has
emerged, surge most preferred from the verbs and words I finesse. Try your best to diagnose. When I host, you get to roast, toast, baked with brawl. When I rumble, you crumble. My stuff is good like Morongo. Soup, rappers getting soup front and rugged. While I'll unplug it with my semantics into nugget and expose. You know how it goes when it be gritty. When we roll, it's like we got the key to the city. It won't be pretty for you to challenge, knock you off balance. Bits are reconsider your talent, you weasel. You're better off pumping diesel. I find it feasible. Your days is over, front and evil. Shouting to your people trying to bless your spot. But we don't believe that, cause CBS tells a lot. On who got shot and who does all the crime.
Danger!
And you do it all the time.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
And when we in the house, ain't no time to act shiesty. Come at us feisty to your ass, that is pricey. Costing, you get baked like Mr. Boston. Beans in a box, you need more strength than just locks. I rocks hardcore, even when I dress suited. On some business shit, my street is deep-rooted. What is this shit? Rappers want to blossom, but they all a costume. Thinking we buffoon, I tell you soon, you'll learn the hard way. Thames and blunts, going Broadway, to the theater. Hot rocks is getting weirder, like Vera. From Alice, the East is in your palace on some proper shit. And it will never be the opposite.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
And when we move on your circuit, you better pray to who you worship. That's recommended. Ass kicks come splendid. Long-winded, but I do need my respiratory to bless my story. You got nothing for me. It's been blocked.
sit behind doors, they scheming up for my arrival. Rappers are teaming up, doing symphonies. It's gonna be limping MCs when I plan my rap. You be left handicapped. Sweat gather because I bring you no jalopy. Building on heads that be older than your poppy. Pack a NYPF backspin to the essence. You get startled by the presence
when the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Slick, I put your brain upon the ceiling. All informants, if I caught you, you got strangled. On the down low, because my partner is an angel. God bless the conduct of this hunky. I deal with blacks like they're products of a monkey. Be the police, I have a feast. Treat you like a beast. Yes, you'll be guilty if you aren't. I'm in your crib without a warrant. I got something for ya. You better go find yourself a Barnaby Jones lawyer. Parents, put your kid behind the door and padlock. How'd you hear the story? Call a good cop, bad cop. Was to make crime stop. Criminals always run, some gave him a fair one. One played a soldier, took a gun from his holster. Ran through the alley, cause that was his only route out. We chased him for a while, then we got called about a shootout. Jumped in the car, hope now a kid don't bang me. Cause if I kill another, IED is gonna hang me. Sirens on all the while, I'm gassing it. Then I got a call about the shootout. Cops are getting blasted, forced to hurry as requested. Took my partner's vest and now I'm double vested. Arrival, thinking of survival, nothing leisure. My good cop partner trying to stick to procedures. I took a shot before I stepped out my car. This is war, I see a sellers coming from the store. My partner yelled, freeze, yo, drop to your knees. His words was too timid, so they kept on in the breeze. We pursue, now I cock my pen on them bums. Cause I'm falling short of oxygen and my lungs. Ain't my pistol, is gonna be a bloodbath. My partner threw me down, a shot went off. I caught one above his calf. He tumbled, fell down and stumbled. Now I want the other one too. But he kept going and he didn't stop stepping. Left his friend for us two cops to question. And I'm to the point where I'm the aggressor. Asking a lot of questions, using a lot of pressure. Where's your friend? Come on, let's roll to his address. And while he's asleep, I put holes in his mattress. Threw him in the car and he didn't stitch a tune. My good cop partner trying to stitch up his wound. But I'll crack this prisoner, we ain't headed to the precinct. A good cop, bad cop is a story that happened recent.
the good cops telling them everything to be okay. But hold on for a second, I reckon he'll spill the beans. Cause I'm driving crazy like a psycho in a dream. The end of the road, and I told him soon you'll die. Cause I hated blacks ever since junior high. Crash against the wall is the way we gonna go down. My partner getting scared too, telling me to slow down.
Watch the wall, watch the wall, the flash, man, slow down. Slow down, man, slow down.
The situation's getting nutty, cause ever my partner talking like best buddies. Nothing to do but shoot the tubes, sniff the hell real brutal. My partner for being neutral, I'm in it to be harmful. Kill up Benedict Arnold and a suspect. Intersection accident will be really immaculate. The prisoner tried to escape, so he reaches for my biscuit under the good cop's command, like something hypnotistic. I look the other way, like I didn't know, but good cop, bad cop, we put on a Broadway show, so they're selling. Reported as a thug with that maneuver. Thought he caught a friend, but he caught a slug in his Medusa.
To all the what have you from that.
I drop clarity like clarity every time I speak out. Rappers freak out, but never stick the next to beep out. And test the live while you're getting live like from Guyana. Jim Jones Kool-Aid, you got mad reason to be afraid. You ain't ready. Rappers are petty, never lyrical. It's a miracle they need to reign as they vehicle. To get blessed, East versus West, we never on that. Cause the rugged format, you can't give them where you're born at. So learn this, the burnish, got the earnest with your raps that be the firmest. Forget about your color epidermis. For advantages, disadvantages, whatever your language is. You be in danger like that blind. Trilingualist, the block being mind freeing. Not the fatigue wearing juice, glaring rapper, used to seeing. That's best in studying lessons to make impressions. The beans got me squeal on the real. I'm at excited, I got my deal, but still. Everybody laugh, go ahead get amped for your camp. Without no harmony, your nominee would never be the champ. And let me mention, no racial tension where the rule goes. I flows with bros, PF flows with Papa Chulos. We combine cluster, you can't muster, break your ligaments. Building my predicaments, living with the immigrants. You special, blow your vessel, do it thorough. That's plural, my referral, don't try to rally up your burrow. Just warm, stay calm, if you don't got steel in your palm, you're puny. I'm top ranks, I got more lines than the Yanks uniform. Carrying on, screaming on MCs. Running around together, only bonded by smoking trees. Chronic, my tonic, make you vomit for teaming up. Bringing the drama, be blank, comma, blank, comma. Read it, singers get weeded, think conceited. But you don't know the pain, so watch how you feed it to me.
You don't know the pain I feel.
Strong like Gore-Tex, rappers get more plex as they make their name more far-fetched and unrealistic. Your neighbor crew know you're ballistic, your statistic ain't mystic. Under that talk, we know who is it, so stay busy, keep touring. Your hood is roaring, it's not a place for pussy cats to be exploring. Your plan locking, you bandwagon just to start a rival. Without skills, you better check for your own survival and feel the pain. Rappers talk a good John Wayne, but look stupid. You be trying to play us like a groupie. Your rap staff, you riffin' rap. I listen loud. In town, you down. Out of town, you kissing ass, and you don't know the pain.
Rappers,
don't know the pain I feel.